ABC Radio Australia.
To Samoa, where the government there says it could restrict future seasonal work to only unmarried people over concerns that overseas work is fueling marital affairs and leading to family breakdown and discord. Samoa's caretaker Minister for Commerce and Labour, Lautafi Selalipurssell, told Newsline Samoa that the government may review its policy if the problem of marital affairs continues. He acknowledged that the problem was caused by a relatively small number of workers, but it was giving a bad name to the government. It's not the first time the issue has been raised by Pacific governments. Earlier this year, Vanuatu's Labour Commissioner said they would trial sending wives to join their husbands on farms in Australia as a way to mitigate marriage breakdown. I'm joined now by labour mobility expert Dr. Rochelle Lee Bailey to chat more about this issue. Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning, Jordan. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yeah, lovely to have you on the show. My first question about this is, should a government even really be allowed to get involved in the personal lives of seasonal workers and sort of hinder opportunities for married people just because of marital affairs?
Jordan, that's a really good question. As I said to ABC last year, Samoa does make rules around the systems of who can go and what the conditions are. So I'd never interfere with what the conditions are. But it's not surprising that Samoan government and other Pacific sending nations have made it clear that extramarital affairs will not be tolerated. In fact, earlier this year, the Vanuatu Department of Labour issued a warning that those who do may be blacklisted from the scheme. So, yeah, there have been reports from most sending countries that marital affairs are occurring in the past. And I've sat down with team leaders, chiefs and community members in Vanuatu discussing this issue and ways forward.
Is it a very big issue, or is there any data to sort of show whether it's widespread or only localised to a few people perhaps?
No, unfortunately, there is no data, Jordan. And the other thing is quite often it's how and who reports these marital affairs is also another concern. Yes, they do happen, but sometimes it has been related to gossip or people wanting to remove people from the scheme. So we've got to be very careful about who gains from some of these accusations, and they do need to be substantiated. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because it does happen, but it is... from what I can tell from three of the countries that I work with, like Samoa, Tonga and Vanuatu, it is low numbers. But those low numbers, they really make a huge impact on families and communities.
If Samoa does go ahead with this plan to only recruit singles or unmarried people, what would be the repercussions of this move, given the fact that people often join this initiative to raise money for their kids and extended families?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jordan. So I think that only sending single men and women would also result in having negative consequences, such as we may see more non-returnees, perhaps more relationships being created in Australia and New Zealand, which is something that they weren't trying to aim for either. You might see possible variations in remittance patterns, so the money may not be spent in the same way that you'll find that married couples have, as you said, especially in terms of children's education. So, I mean, I'm not saying not all single workers don't contribute to these things, because they do, but we may see a change in that as well. And the other thing is, Jordan, you've got to remember, especially for the Australian scheme, is that workers have to be 21. So the majority of 21-year-olds in the Pacific, most of them are either married or in a de facto relationship. So we're going to find people that are going to now not get married. So that's a concern, because at least 30% of the research participants I've been dealing with in the last decade or so have actually used their money to get married. So within one or two seasons, they can afford to get married. And you might see a drop-off of people getting married because of this. I mean, that may be a bit dramatic saying that, but we may see that with people hiding the issues.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really fascinating. It sounds like it could also disrupt perhaps even the motivations for people for why they moving across to become seasonal workers in overseas countries.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dr. Rochelle Lee Bailey, has there been any reaction from Samoa to these recent reports?
I haven't had had too many conversations with Samoan workers about this. I've got to say, Jordan, I because of that, I haven't, you know, talked to anyone about this regarding it. But I'd say that, you know, not just Samoa, but for most Pacific Island nations, they'll be watching to see what's happening here. And as I said to you, even Vanuatu have threatened to blacklist workers that do have marital affairs. So, yeah, it is something that we really need to be concerned about. But at the same time, we've got to remember that it's not large numbers of people that we're talking about here.
And just on Vanuatu, you mentioned that you've been talking to people across the three countries, Vanuatu, Tonga, and Samoa. Vanuatu said it was going to trial an initiative where a number of wives were going to join their husbands on farms in Australia for seasonal work. What are your thoughts on that sort of situation? Does that help solve any marital problems, or does it create bigger ones when it comes to families and leaving children behind in the home country?
I'm really glad you asked me that one, Jordan, because for many years we've had government saying, well, why can't we have couples staying on the farms with you? However, when I've spoken to most research participants, even a lot of my female workers, they don't actually want to go to the same places as their husbands. Quite often they want to go to the same places as other people in their villages, like other females in their villages, which I was always astounded me. Like, I even had one team leader who was working in New South Wales, her husband wanted to participate in the scheme, and she told the employer, please put him in another state. So it's not always an aspiration of the workers to want to be, the couples to actually want to be together. Though most of it revolves around accommodation. Like, I have seen it work in certain circumstances. We've trialled it in New Zealand, and a few growers here in Australia have also trialled it. So it depends on the accommodation and also the type of work, and if the employer is willing to allow this to happen. Because in yes, it can cause extramarital strain working and living together 24/7, as some of us have always known. But it has also worked out for a lot of couples as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I assume that a lot of this is anecdotal.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know if there are people, universities, yourself perhaps, or governments who are planning to actually track any of this to see if there is data to back up these sort of proposals and policies?
Yeah, I'm unsure if anyone's actually working on this now, but it doesn't mean that they're not, because quite often there's some wonderful researchers doing great work that you don't hear of. I'm hoping that the one study that I can probably point to would be New Zealand's social impact study, where they did look at impacts on marital situations. So, and that was done by Heather Nunes, Richard Bedford and Charlotte Bedford. And that is a really good study that did look at social impacts and looking at ways forward in seasonal worker programs. And that was under the RSE scheme.
Yeah, well, it'll be definitely interesting to see, yeah, whether or not anything comes out of these particular policies, whether it's actually taken up, especially the one with the Samoan government of the proposal of only sending single people. But Dr. Rochelle Lee-Bailey, thank you so very much for joining me here on Pacific Beat to discuss this.
You're welcome, Jordan.